Amen. Or did you think that a prophet is going to start prophesying now? Let me the next segment. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to preach small. Lest I forget, please. We had instruction on Friday to do water ministration this coming Friday. Those of you who don't attend that vigil, you didn't hear it. Be informed now and inform those who may not come, because we shall not send SMS. Water ministration this Friday. Come with a bottle of water. God wants to do healing this Friday. God bless you. We have a letter that we received. I want to read it to the church. It's encouraging to us as a ministry to see that there are people out there. Two groups of people are listening to us. Some are listening, they are getting confused. And they are attacking us. But there are some also that are listening and they are getting saved. And it's exciting to see that what we are doing here is not in vain. I'm telling you that God is using this television channel, the Bright Television Channel. He is solving a lot of problems in Christendom. And the problems we have in Christendom is no witches and wizards. The problem we have in Christianity is lack of knowledge. God is using this channel and is establishing the people, including the followers of the minister William Branham, that have been confused by all the manifestations we see around, the invasion of the message by satanic forces to create confusion in the message. It's a satanic agenda. But God is using this channel and is establishing the people. The people are beginning to know what the message is and what the message is not. Courtesy of what God is doing with this channel. And we thank God for that. Can we clap our hands to the Lord for that? Amen. And so this, I just saw this in my mail yesterday. It said, greetings in Jesus' name. My name is Cornelius Igwe from Abakaliki in Ebonyi State. I am member of Assemblies of God Church, but no message has ever touched me like your messages. I thank God for using you to open my eyes. Permit me to thank God for Bride Assembly and you, Pastor Moses Alu, whom God is using greatly to reach the unreached people and as well prepare souls for eternity. May I also thank God for your wife, who is your neck to your head. You know, when the neck is stiff, the head will not turn. Thank God my neck is not stiff. He said, it was in the middle of December 2014 I discovered this channel, the Bright Television. When I was scrolling to watch, and I had news, to hear news on the CCTV. Your message was too hot and aggressive at the first time, but I decided to listen. However, your message titled Correct Water Baptism got me by arresting my soul. I immediately called my wife. She came standing after a while before she sat down with me for over 2 hours listening to Pastor Moses Alu. And believe that God is really working and using his people in Bride Assembly Church. The next day we decided to buy a generator to enable us to be watching the Bright TV and as well follow the Friday night vigil. Because NEPA light can be seen only a few hours in a week in the village where we are living. I thank God that neighbors and friends whom we told about the Bright TV come to watch it with us, mostly on Friday vigils. It's a 2015 June camp program. The day you announced the June camp, we began to prepare. We began to prepare to embark on the 21 days praying and fasting. I mean, every member of my family, including our last born, who is 4 years old, partook in the praying and fasting, but he stopped by 2 p.m. daily, while the adults, 6 p.m., and our major prayer was to be baptized, water baptism correctly, and Holy Ghost baptism. My wife and I arrived Lagos from Ebonyi State on Monday, 8 June 2015, at our hotel room by 6:32 p.m., close to Ijesha flyover. On Tuesday, we had our water baptism, which we have this, when we have this experience. They had an experience. Listen to the experience when they entered the water. I entered into the pool. My legs bashed on the floor of the pool, and immediately I was raised above the floor of the pool and remained hanging, and my foot touched the floor again. During the time he dipped me in, and I became amazed. That is, immediately he entered the water, something threw him up again from the floor of the pool. So when I got to our hotel room with my wife, I began to share with her what I experienced in the pool. And it was the same. The same thing that she passed through. On Thursday, the Holy Ghost baptized my wife, while my own took place on Friday night. Saturday morning, we called our home. Our children told us that when you, Pastor Moses Alu, said, receive it that night, as they were watching it live, they also received the Holy Ghost baptism, but they did not spoil anything in the parlor. They were telling him we did not spoil anything in the parlor, but we received the Holy Ghost. I told them, even if you spoil anything, I will replace it when we return. We tried to see in your office to share with you, but it was not possible because of time. Moreover, you were restless, attending to people and standing for hours to preach. I have never seen a minister who can stand so long and still have time to attend to people. Above all, I have concluded for the fact that we did see the owner of the church, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he as well has touched and baptized us. We were glad. Amen. He continues here. Nevertheless, we have decided that our pilgrimage to Brand Assembly Church will be yearly on the June camp, God willing. I wish to share with you the type of decoder we are using in the village to get Bright TV and above 92 other channels free without monthly subscription. This decoder is called QSAT. Model Q28G. This decoder uses SIM card of any network, but the popular network that is advisable in our own area, mostly villages, are Etisalat, MTN, and Airtel because of the strength of network. I recharged 200 naira by December 2014, and I'm still having up to 180 naira as of July 10, 2015. I disclosed this to one brother, Henry Okwoma, who is a member of Brand Assembly Church, on how to buy it online through their website, and it is affordable. Then he says, observations. The local instruments that you are using in Brand Assembly our evangelism. How the bell, Brother Charles, rings, and the wooden gong in choir section gives extra joy to my children of 4 and 7 years old. The type of excitement they receive pins them down and locks them into the program. I thank God that they like Bright TV more than any other channel, and the senior sisters invite their friends to come and watch the Bright TV. The tracts we receive from you, one your pastor, speaks louder and quicker in opening the eyes of the children of God. Your prayers are needed in my family because I am no more finding my church, Assemblies of God, comfortable because of two major things: the wrong water baptism and believing in Trinity. Of course, my wife resigned her office in the church as a deaconess. He says, of course, my wife resigned her office in the church as a deaconess and prayed that God should forgive her for accepting such an office in the church unknowingly. Our pastor is not happy, but whatsoever that his negative decision is, can never be our concern. We shall update you if the pastor furthers this matter to his superior or senior ministers. We will have left the church, but other churches around the area are even worse in terms of faith than the Assemblies of God. We are confused. The nearest town to us is Abakaliki in Ebonyi State. Is there any intermessage church you know within Abakaliki Township? Please remember us in your prayers. Thanks, Brother Cornelius Igwe, an online member, Ebonyi State. Somebody tell your neighbor he is walking. He's walking. He is walking. Praise the Lord. That is the kind of testimony we hear. Some of them just call us and tell us on phone. Some put them in writing like this. And it's exciting that the church is moving forward. When I say church, I don't mean Bride Assembly Church, the Church of Jesus Christ. The Bride of Jesus Christ, they are everywhere. Wherever they are, they will hear the truth. We share with you, Brother Cornelius, your frustrations. But I always tell all of you that call me with the same kind of frustration, that we have been so confused about the concept of a church that we have lost the meaning of church. The church is a gathering of believers, and it is where two or three are gathered. Where two or three are gathered, you're already a church. So, and in the Acts of Apostles, we see several places where we see the church in so-so place, the church in so-so house, the church in so-so house. They started by first gathering in a house. This church, you see, so, started with 4 people. In my office. If there is a light there, wherever sugar is, ant will locate it. Stay there and fellowship. You are even more than two. See you. See your children. See your wife. So you are the pastor and your children are deacons and church members. Praise the Lord. So forget this frustration that you have to go and rent a place and buy instruments and then with all the ceremonies concerned. Nothing like that. This church didn't start like that, so I can advise you that it is working. I have tried it and it is working. Praise the Lord. A school of theology that confuses all of them like that. So we will continue because people are hearing us. I said today we want to look at the topic of resurrection. And I know we have taken it a number of times here before, but there is emphasis. There is something, some area of it I want to emphasize. That's why I'm bringing it up again. I will pick our text from 1 Peter chapter 3. And if you don't mind, let's stand up so that you know, say, I'm serious. Stand up. Let's read it. 1 Peter chapter 3, 1 verse 15. 1 Peter chapter 3, if you don't mind, let's just honor the word. That is why we are picking our text. And God willing, I will not keep you waiting for too long and we close. It says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. God bless you. Be seated. Yes. I deliberately picked that text because we are looked at as very odd people. In Christianity especially, we are odd. And a true Christian is supposed to be odd. William Branham preached a message he titled The Oddball. We are supposed to be odd because we are supposed to be non-conformists. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul was the one that said, and be ye not conformed to the world. We are not supposed to conform. We are supposed to be transformed. He said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your heart, your mind. We are to be transformed and not conformed. Apostle Paul chose his language. What is it to be conformed? To be conformed is to belong to the order of the day. And to be transformed is from the word transfer. To move from the order of the day, transfer yourself away from the order of the day. So we are not to conform. So don't expect us to dress or act like the conformists, like the world. There must be something about us that stands us out of the world. Christ is known as the lily of the valley, the rose of Sharon. Why is he the rose of Sharon? Why is he referred like that? Because roses are grown in the valley where there are a lot of depths and potopoto and mud. That is where it grows. It is growing among depths and fields. But when that rose grows up, look at the beauty. Although it is grown among mud, the beauty is not affected. That's why he's the rose of Sharon. And we are to be another rose of Lagos. The rose of wherever you are. That I can be where everybody is talking nonsense. But I will not join them to speak that nonsense with them. That I can be somewhere and they are dancing all the kind of music. I was somewhere yesterday and I was reminding my junior sister was there. And I was yabbing them. I said, at our own time, music that was being played was even meaningful lyrics. But the ones for this day, what are they saying? I said, what are they saying? Yahoo, 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 Yahoo. What are you saying? Nothing. Amen. Praise the Lord. And just as I was about leaving that ceremony, the place, then the DJ, I'm sure that devil sent them, began to play some music. My wife was reminding me, see your favorite song. They were playing those old school music. Maybe they know there's one old school. Maybe I know. Maybe somebody had me complaining. Then I came and I was telling them, I said, you will not tempt me. You won't get me. You will not tempt me. You will not get me, and I will come up from that place. Praise the Lord. We are old. All your friends in your school, they have boyfriends. But you don't bother with such things. And they are wondering, why are you different from us? You should be different. Yes, now. The way they do their business, in that same line of business, you are doing your own different. Everything about you must be different. And you seem to be lost to almost all the things that people kill themselves about on earth here. And somebody is asking you. Then, Apostle Peter is saying that you should be ready to answer them. And tell them the reason of the hope that is in you. There must be a reason you are doing this. The reason, and there are so many, the reason is because, one, we are in this world but not of this world. The reason is, I am a Christian. The reason is, the spirit that is in me is contrary to the spirit that is in you people in the world. And secondly, I don't enjoy those things you enjoy. Because my nature has been changed. But more importantly, why will you refuse to enjoy all the things they believe they are enjoying? The only reason you forsake them is because you have a hope of a better life than this. And that comes from the resurrection. Praise the Lord. Our hope is resurrection. Among other things. Because you cannot go to heaven. Before you go to heaven, there will be resurrection first. And only those who are prepared here will resurrect and go to heaven. So our preparation starts now. Here, while we are alive now. Job chapter 14. Please, we shall read some scriptures. We're going to read some scriptures. Let's prepare to read some scriptures. Job 14, verse 7 to 9. Job 14. Hallelujah. If ye had known me, I mean Job, not John, Job. This is what Job, when he looked at, considered the whole world, considered things happening around him, this is what he said. For there is hope of a tree if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease, will not die. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet, through just the scent of water, it will bud and bring forth buds like a plant. So even a tree, Job was beginning to understand life. And he saw a tree, ordinary tree, tree that has no soul. Tree, when that tree falls, dies, dries up, fall down. It does not remain there if it can just get water. Just a little scent of water. There, the branches will spring up again. Then he asked the question in verse 14. In verse 14, Job asked that question. He says, Job 14, he said, 14:14, if a man die, shall he live again? You see? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. So it is true. If a tree can live again, then it means a man too. There is something that can be done in a man when he dies, that he will come back to life again. That is the wisdom that he got. And the Jews believed in the resurrection. Praise the Lord. And Apostle Paul believed in the resurrection. And he preached resurrection. And one of the things that he was suffering for was that he was saying there is life beyond this life. That when we die, oh, there is a reckoning day. And that's why in Acts chapter 23, blessed be the name of the Lord. Verse 6. Acts chapter 23, verse 6. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Remember, before we reach this verse, you know that they had arrested him, took him to the centurion for questioning. A Roman governor there for questioning. And the people that accused him were the Jews. The Romans were ruling the Jews at that time, ruling Israel. And he then sent for all of them, all the Jews, the leaders, to come. Praise the Lord. Oh yeah, what do you say is this man's offense? Because it was a problem of religion and their belief. You know, anytime I read this verse, what comes to my mind is a situation I once told you one time, those of you who can remember that story, that inside the Koyib prison, the prison ministry, we had a prison ministry, and anytime we go to any prison, you know, different religious groups come. But when my own group enter, they will abandon everyone. And all of them will come to listen to us. And the denominations began to fight us. So they wanted to use their influence because some prison pastors were also prison minister officers. Senior officers in the prison. So, they wrote all manner of letters that there's a group that is coming and disturbing them in the prison yard and preaching heresy, causing confusion. And that the controller of prison, Lagos State, should order that we should not be allowed to enter the prisons in Lagos. So, my own organization, my ministry, we were invited. When I got there, he decided to invite everybody, let him hear what is the problem. And that was the same wisdom that Apostle Paul used. That's what I used that day. And then all of them, all the churches, you know, Baptists, all the Pentecostals, Trem, and all of them, there were many, they gathered there. And they say, hey, we have this thing from Abuja. They say, I should investigate. And then, what is the problem? I quickly noticed that the controller is a Muslim. I say, hey, God, don't catch this. And I was the one that first spoke. I said, excuse me, sir. Let me talk. I am the one they are accusing. He said, yes, what is it? What are they accusing you of? I say, they say that God is three. And I say, no, God is one. That is how they are finishing me, so. You know, he's a Muslim. And Muslims, that is their problem too with Christians. And so the man look, I say, yes, God is one. How can you say he's three? I said, that is the problem I have with them. I see all of them here. That's the problem I have with them. So the man changed and said, look, everybody, there's freedom of worship. You go and preach what you believe and stop causing confusion. I agree with him. Now God is one. In Israel, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. The Sadducees don't believe in resurrection. But the Pharisees believe there is a resurrection. So they believe in angels. That angels minister. Sadducees don't believe that an angel can come and speak. And then the two groups now, they are all united against Apostle Paul. Now before the governor now, they are now standing to now accuse and testify against Paul. Verse 6. But when Paul perceived that the one part were Sadducees and the other Pharisees, hey, he cried out in the council, "Men and brethren, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee, of the hope and resurrection of the dead. I am called in question." See what happened in verse 7. And when he also said, there arose a dissension between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the multitude was divided. Praise the Lord. So the truth is, there is a resurrection. Apostle Paul and the Jews, they believe in a resurrection. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The same thing in Acts chapter 24, verse 14 and verse 15. "But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they," the Sadducees, the Pharisees, "they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets, and have hope towards God, which they themselves also allow, that what? That there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and unjust." Job further concluded this way in Job chapter 19. Job again. And verse 25, 26, and 27. Job chapter 25. Chapter 19, verse 25. "For I know, after he considered the matter, that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth." He's coming back. "And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God." So you see the mystery. Hallelujah. The next verse. "Whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me." The certainty, as you see me so, as they see you so, even when I die, you will see me as you know me. The grave is not the end of the matter. Oh, praise the Lord. I am taking a teaching, so follow very carefully. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1 and verse 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1 and verse 2. This is the way Apostle Paul put it again. He was so sure, like Job. Job had a revelation that Apostle Paul also had. "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved," this body that we are putting on here, "we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this tabernacle," this house that we are living in now, "we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven." From this verse, you now understand John chapter 14. Let's read it. John chapter 14, from verse 1. From this verse, he said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." And people who don't know scripture, who just follow the letter of the scripture, believe that in heaven there are mansions like we have in Abuja, New York, and Paris. So a mansion is prepared for me there. The mansion that you have is this mansion. This is one mansion now. This is not Moses you are seeing. This is the house of Moses. Hallelujah. If this earthly tabernacle of this house dissolve, we have another that has been prepared by Jesus waiting for us. In that house, there is no gray hair there. That house does not grow old. That house is prepared by God Himself to live eternally. Oh, glory be to God. So, when the songwriter says, in my Father's house, there are many mansions there. Your mind is going to some five big, big houses. Especially poor people that could not afford even one room in their lifetime. They have said, my hope, I don't care. I have another mansion there. I have, you know. And then some people are giving testimonies that they went to heaven and they saw streets of gold. And they saw all the precious stones are done everywhere. And then they saw mansion. And an angel was saying, see your own there. See Apostle Paul on there. See this, see his pastor on there. See his pastor's wife, Mommy G.O. on there. See this one. Nothing like that. There is nothing like that. This is contrary to the scripture. Does that mean that he did not have an experience? You had an experience, but that experience is not for you to make a doctrine of it. It's God's own way of telling you there is a better life after now. So that you will desire to be there. That's all. It's not for you to make a doctrine and say you saw where? Who told you God is an architect? They get confused because they say there is the John, they saw a city coming to Jerusalem, coming down. And they think that it's a literal city that is coming down from heaven. Nothing like that, though. That new Jerusalem is the bride of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. The bride of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All the description there, they are symbolic of the bride coming down to take over the earth. So when we seek in the city where the lamp is the light, and that city is the bride of Jesus Christ, where he will dwell among us. There will be no more weeping there. There will be no more darkness. No more suffering. Oh, I desire to be part of that group. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And then, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 35. Let's read it. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse, we shall read it from verse 35. Praise God. He said, but some may say, some man will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened except it die. And that which thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bare grain, it may chance of wheat, of some other grain, but God giveth it a body as it hath pleased him. And to every seed his own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but it's one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, another glory of the stars. For one star differeth from another star in glory, so also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown in natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And then verse 51, let's go to verse 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all
sleep.
Sleep here is die. It's a language of revelation. A man that knows that there's a difference between sleep and die and death. One who is dead does not wake up again. But one who is asleep will wake up. Amen. We shall not die. Believers don't die. We only sleep. Waiting for the resurrection morning when the dead in Christ shall rise. We shall rise.
Hallelujah. We shall rise.
Are you sure? Are you sure? Praise the Lord. Okay. Behold, I show you a mystery. Verse 51, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. We shall be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. And we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption. And this mortal, this is our body that is mortal, must put on immortality. No beginning, no end, eternally. So when this corruptible body shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal body shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin. And the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The sting of death is sin. The soul that sinneth shall die. So when that sin sting you, you will die. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And he says something about the Lord. The strength of sin, the thing that made us to know sin, is the law. Why? Then he said, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory. Through who? Through our Lord Jesus Christ, because the Lord Jesus Christ ended the law, which was the strength of sin. And the same Lord Jesus Christ defeated the grave. Praise God. The sting of death is sin. Jesus Christ came and wiped our sins away. Thanks be to him. We have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, verse 58. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord, because there is a hope. It's not in vain. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have a hope. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. The assurance of that hope is further stressed there. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13, up to verse 18. But I will not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. You see, he keeps saying sleep, 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 sleep. That you sorrow not when your loved one, your brother, your mother, your father that you know is in the Lord, dies. Sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. They have no hope of seeing their loved ones because they are dead and gone forever. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, because our victory is in him, even so, them also, we sleep in Jesus, will God bring with him. God will bring with him, bring him from the dead. Where is he bringing them from? With him. From the dead. Jesus Christ died so that he can find himself in the region
of the dead so that he will look for us and bring us out from the dead.
Oh. You see, when you study the Bible, it's sweet when God grants you understanding. Don't read it as if you are doing Bible study to pass WAEC. No, read it and let God use it and make you understand salvation. The next verse. Praise the Lord. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. This is how it will happen. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. When he finished that, what will happen? The dead in Christ shall rise first. The dead in Christ, they rise first. And when they rise, we shall see them. We are alive. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. That is our hope. Therefore, verse 18. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. There is hope. There is hope. I may suffer now, but there is hope. My situation is not hopeless. I am not following a hopeless faith. There are some faiths that are hopeless. But I have a hope. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why I have taken a decision to... That's why I decided to go and live my life the way I am living. I am going somewhere. There is hope. There is hope. Why am I not following you to thief money, to do 419? Don't worry. After all, I am coming back to earth here to take over this earth. Oh, glory be to God. There is hope. It is this hope that the early church, the first church age, and all those other church ages, that they were killing them. The more you kill them, the more they were submitting themselves to be killed. That was when the white horse rider changed to a red horse rider. Revelation chapter 6. Because certainly there must be a knowledge. Church, it is not just that there was an anointing they received. Every anointing that you receive, if it does not come with a corresponding revelation, that anointing will not be meaningful. There was something they knew. And there was a hope. That they knew that this place here is not what... Apostle Paul? He says something. Hebrews chapter 11. Let's read it. I think it's Hebrews chapter 11. Praise God. Oh, glory be to God. Okay. It mentions so many testimonies. Okay. Praise God. Verse 8. Thank you. Hebrews chapter 11. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange city, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob. As rich as he was dwelling in tents. The heirs with him of the same promise. Why? Verse 10. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. He looked for a city. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Whose builder, maker is God. There is something God showed him. See where I am taking you to, Abraham. If you will walk obediently with me. And that revelation put his mind so much in where God showed him that although he was the wealthiest man at that time, the lifestyle he lived in tent. Why? He was ready to pack and go. He knew wherever he was, praise God, cannot be compared to where I am going. And I know any time at all, I am going there. So why am I bothering myself, disturbing myself with all the assets I'm acquiring here? Let me just be comfortable and be content, looking forward to where and when God will take me to that place. Verse 13 of Hebrews chapter 11. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and we are persuaded of them and embrace them, those promises, and confess that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, like Lot's wife, they might have had opportunity to have returned, but now they desire a better country, that is, and heavenly. Wherefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. Hey! I don't know whether this will change somebody's thinking, especially we are gathered here, and most of us here are traders and businessmen. Where you think that you have not arrived until you have acquired certain assets. So much until you pursue it to the detriment of your soul. So much until that comes before any other thing in your life. See? And yet, you say you're a pilgrim. You're a stranger. Amen. Those of us who regularly travel on holiday, on tourism, just, you know, when you travel out, the first thing, God uses this thing to teach us the gospel. The first thing you do is you are given a condition that foreign country you are going, you are going to stay only, you are allowed to stay only for this period of time. After that, if you don't go willingly, they will deport you by force. So, when you go there, therefore, knowing that you have only 3 months visa, 1 year visa to stay. When you go there, the type of clothes that you will be buying there, you will be considering excess luggage for flight. Do I even have money to pay for excess luggage? There are things that you even know that will not be allowed to enter the aircraft with you, so you will drop it. We can learn salvation from all these things. There are things that you cannot be allowed, although you like them so much, but you know that they will not allow you to enter the aircraft with it. Therefore, you drop it. That songwriter says, he says, I would like to be a millionaire with a million to bestow, but I would rather be an old-time Christian than anything I do. I would rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway, and I'm telling everywhere I go that I'd rather be an old-time Christian
than anything I know.
Praise the Lord. I am not preaching poverty, oh. Don't misunderstand me. I am preaching against that heart that is chasing prosperity to the detriment of your soul. That's what I'm talking about. And the only way to secure your soul is to be mindful of some of these things we say. Be heavenly. After all, Jesus said, lay up your treasure. Where? In heaven, where termites and the rest cannot eat it. You have everything on earth here. What of your record in heaven? And so, while you are overseas, you are just enough. Where you live, where you go, everything, you are mindful. You know you are a stranger in that country. So the life you live will reflect the life of a stranger. And that is how God expects us to live our lives on earth. We came to this earth naked. You didn't come here with anything. No matter how you struggle to have it, you are not living with anything. Everything you work for, you struggle to earn, to acquire here, you will leave it behind and go. And if you want to know what will happen to your things after you leave, go and look at the rich men in Nigeria that you know that have died. What has happened to their families and their properties? Some of us, God will even give you signs. The kind of children you have, they're just praying for you to die, making it go. And yet, day and night. And Solomon called it a vanity. Vanity upon vanity. Because if it is not vain, how does it profit you at the end of your life? See? So while you acquire the millions and the billions, let it not take your heart away from where you should focus it. Because I am aware also that there are people that are ordained to be rich. Whether they work or not, the millions go to follow, they go to chase them. People that are ordained to be rich, they don't fight day and night. If you have to do like that before you become rich, you are not ordained to be rich. Because wealth is a grace. It's not because you work hard, that's why you make it. Here you are struggling, so there. Time to go to church. You will not stay because you have one business you want to chase. So that you will get the contract, you compromise your faith so that you can get it. What shall it profit a man? You gain the whole world and then you lose your soul. Praise the Lord. But for the rest of us that have decided to go to heaven, there are sacrifices, there are prices we shall pay, but it is worth it all. That songwriter says, it will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we
see Christ.
One glimpse of his dear face, all sorrows will erase.
So please run the race till we see Christ.
Run it. No matter what we go through, it will be worth it all. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It will be worth it all. Laugh at me now. I have a hope. You have what I don't have, but I have something you may never have.
Glory be to God. Some people brag with so many children. I don't like talking about children because me, God didn't give me children. So a person would think, say, a blind man, they say, you know, like I. That is not the case. I've always pondered over it. In those days, we depended on farmlands and security of your possession. So people would marry many wives and make them to be producing children so that their lineage can be wide. That children became wealth. But time has changed. So when you brag that I have 10 children, praise God. So what are you bragging about now with your 10 children? What are you bragging about? What did it add to you with 10 children? What did it add to you? Because, and always, now poor people, they get plenty of children like that. Because they see children as insurance, as security. Amen. Then you labor. You don't enjoy life at all. What are you doing? I'm suffering for my children. I have to provide for them. All of them have to go to school. All the 10 of them have to feed them 3 square meals. All of them. And then when you see the man, nothing good to show around him because he is laboring to bring his 10 children. You alone, be fruitful and multiply. Now only you, they give the commandment. So you suffer. You have no time even for God. All you do, my children. Even when you are praying for your children. Don't even pray for yourself. You pray for your children. Every time, my children. When you jam some of those people, immediately you meet them. Hear what they will tell you. My first son is chartered accountant, is in America. My second son is in the seventh son, now he just graduated now for NDA. Then the last one, Nahin, they do NYSC now. Then when they tell me like that, I go look. And they look, man, we don't suffer for this world. This man don't suffer. Now that's a misplacement of priority. So, both you that have houses, have children, earthly things, you have them in abundance. I will ask you, do you have the same wealth up there? When you have it, then enjoy your life. Go ahead. That is our hope. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now when we talk about resurrection, there are two resurrections. And I'm going to take time to show you scripturally so that you will choose which one to belong. Because every human being, you must belong to one of them. Praise the Lord. Now this is the way the Bible puts the two resurrections, and it confuses even theologians. The first one is John chapter 5, Jesus himself, verse 28 and verse 29. I brought a little of this in the message that I titled Rightly Dividing the Word of Truth to help us understand Bible prophecies. But here, Jesus Christ, in John chapter 5, verse 28 and verse 29, this is what he said. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth. All will come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. This is the way Daniel also put it. Chapter 12, verse 2 and verse 3. He says, and many of them that sleep in the dust, he was prophesying, the dust of the earth shall awake. Some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And the way that some of the denominational preachers try to bring it out, because Apostle Paul said, at the last trump, therefore, then, verse Matthew chapter 25 speaks about the judgment of nations. When Christ will come, he will separate the sheep from the goats. Then, all of you line up. It is judgment day. Then, everybody, it will tell you your own. If you pass, enter eternal life. If you fail, go to hell, lake of fire. So, when the day will come, everybody is waiting for the day. The resurrection will take place. And everyone, Jesus Christ said, the dead will hear his voice and the graves will open and everyone will come out. So everyone now is waiting according to their teaching. That teaching is wrong. There are two resurrections. The first resurrection and the second resurrection. The first resurrection is the resurrection unto life. The second resurrection is the resurrection unto damnation. Unto shame and unto damnation. And there is a timeline between the first resurrection and the second resurrection. The first resurrection takes place and the second resurrection does not take place until after 1,000 years. According to the scripture. But that judgment is committed to him, Jesus. He's the one that will call forth those from the first resurrection. And he's the same one that will call forth those from the second resurrection. That's why he said, a time is coming when the dead will hear his voice. Because the Father judges no man, but has committed all judgment to his Son. Praise the Lord. Now the first resurrection, let's look at it. I hope we have time. Can I continue? If you are learning something, let me see your hand. How many people? Oh, okay. So I can continue. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The first resurrection is in five phases. Five categories, so to say. Five categories. I know Pastor Thomas will say, hey. Because we know it to be three, isn't it? We have taught it to be three. Correct? Eh? Well, last night, God caused me to rearrange it, and I found out there are five. Praise the Lord. They are not three, they are five. I have taught that it is three until last night. Praise the Lord. Because we group some together. We should separate them because they happen separately. Praise the Lord. Okay. That is the first resurrection. In three categories. In five categories. They make up the first resurrection. Now the first resurrection. What are we talking about? Resurrection. We are looking at God's children that we are dead. And buried. And God began to come to harvest his own. To bring his own children from among the dead. So the first one that he harvested, number one, is Christ. The Bible referred to him, maybe for the sake of our Bible study. Revelation chapter 1 verse 5. That is why the Bible uses that. And Colossians chapter 1 verse 18. But let's go to Revelation chapter 1 verse 5. He was introducing himself and from Jesus Christ Hallelujah. Who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead. Jesus Christ, the Bible says so. He is the first begotten of the dead. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 18. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 18. Describing Jesus Christ, he said, and he is the head of the body, the church. Who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. Jesus Christ is referred to as the firstborn from the dead. The beginning of the harvest of God's children on earth here is Christ himself. And Isaiah gave a prophecy to that effect. Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 19. Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 19. 26 verse 19, Isaiah. It's good. Take note of these scriptures. It says, thy dead man shall live together with my body. With my dead body. Together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust. For the dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. And that was fulfilled in the second category of resurrection. After Christ resurrected first, then the next group to fulfill this prophecy in Matthew chapter 27. Let's read it. Verse 51, 52, and 53. On the day that he resurrected, praise the Lord. And behold, when he gave up the ghost, the veil of the temple was rent in twain, from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened. And many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Let me bring out something here. Let's read it again. Verse 52. And the graves on the day that he died, we are opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose. They arose, but they didn't come out of the grave yet. They did not come out of the grave yet, because that was the day that Jesus Christ died. He needed to go down there. Praise the Lord. He was the one that went down to the region of the dead and restored their lives to them. But they had to wait until he come out. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So can we read it again so that you catch the meaning of that verse? And the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose. Verse 53. And they came out of the graves. When did they come out? They could not have come out before his resurrection. He resurrected first. After his resurrection, they now came out and joined him and entered the city, and they were seeing everybody from the time of Abel, Abraham, Moses, all of them. They were seeing them in the city. One by one, for 40 days, they were seeing them. Praise the Lord. So that was the second category. The third category is the bride of Jesus Christ, which is made up, praise the Lord, it's made up of the Gentile bride and the elect Jews that also believed. Praise the Lord. They are the ones that we shall see or we have been looking at it, talking so much about it. It is you and me. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 to 18, where we read, and 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 35, read it up to verse 58, where we read earlier. They are the third category, and we are waiting for it to take place now. The first one has taken place. The second one has taken place. The third one is what we are waiting for now. The coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. After the shout. After the voice of the archangel. The trump will now sound. And then the change will take place. The fourth group is the foolish virgins. They are those who, after, because they had no oil in their lamp, Matthew 25, parable of the foolish virgins. Of the 10 virgins. So the rapture will strike. Then they will be forced to take the mark of the Antichrist. And because they will refuse to take the mark, because no true child of God will agree to take that mark. But you were foolish. When we were teaching, you were there in your denomination. You are listening to me now. You are occupying deaconess. You are going up and down, serving your church, thinking that you are serving God. You are there, working, you are a church worker, looking for recognition from your Jew. You are afraid to serve your Jew. I mean, to leave your Jew. Because you know he's the one that is paying you every month. He's the one that employs you now. Yet, you have the Holy Ghost. Yet, you have the Holy Ghost. Because nobody that has the Holy Ghost that will not be in the millennium. Everyone that received the Holy Ghost, you will be in the rapture. You will be in the millennium. And so, now rapture has taken place. Now all manner of laws are going on in the land. And they will refuse. And they will pay with their blood. Now, I will show you where they are shortly. Then, the last group is those two prophets in Revelation chapter 11. Let's read it. Revelation chapter 11 from verse 3. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 11 from verse 3. And there was, and I will give power unto my two witnesses. Now, so that you can understand and flow, after the rapture takes place, salvation is over for the Gentiles. No more salvation. Nobody will receive the Holy Ghost again if you have not received the Holy Ghost before then. Then the gospel will go back to Israel to complete the last week, the 70th week allotted to them. Now listen, church. The gospel will go. It is not a Gentile that will take the gospel to them. It is a Jew. God will use two prophets with the anointing of Moses and Elijah. Because unless the Jews see that sign, they will never believe. So let's read now. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. 1,260 days with 30 days in a month gives you exactly 3.5 years. Half of the 7 years period. Because the tribulation takes place only after the first 3.5 years after the rapture has taken place. Fulfilling Daniel chapter 9 verse 26, that the priests
will enter a covenant, that is the Antichrist, with nations, including Israel, and it will be a covenant of peace. And it will be a 1 week covenant. 1 week is 7 years. And he said, in the midst of that week, in the middle of that 1 week, that means 3.5 years, he will break the covenant. Why will he break the covenant? Because after the rapture has taken place, things happen that the whole world will need peace. United Nations has failed, and therefore there will be need to get somebody that can balance peace on earth. The most respected person, accepted by the whole world, accepted by every religion. The most respected human being on earth today is the Pope of the Roman Catholic Church. Praise God. And please, I am speaking Bible. I am not speaking against any church. It is thus said the Bible. And if you carry me to court, I will come with Bible. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm a teacher of the Bible. And you cannot even take me to court. Because Seventh-day Adventists have been preaching this for years. They know they hide them. They say it. Oh, that is where the Antichrist is coming from. According to the scripture. And remember, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Can we read it? Verse 3, verse 4. Chapter 2, verse 3. Concerning the coming of the Lord. 2 Thessalonians. Let no man deceive you by enemies, for that day of the rapture shall not come except there come a falling away first. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Verse 4. See his description. Who opposeth and exalted himself above all that is called God, all that is worshipped, so that he, as God, seated in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. That means by the time he will be manifesting, the temple in Jerusalem has been built. He leaves Rome to go to the spiritual headquarters known in the scripture, Jerusalem, and sits in that temple that is prepared for Jesus Christ. Because remember, he claims to be the vicar of Christ, the representative of Christ on earth. So he goes to the temple and there accepts worship. While that is going on, after the rapture strikes, God brings two of his servants that he reserved for that purpose. Hallelujah. And they will be preaching throughout the period for 1260 days or 3.5 years. What is the sermon they are preaching? All they are doing is bringing revival back to Israel and telling them that that man sitting in the temple is usurping authority. Is blaspheming God. He is Antichrist. Through their sermon, Revelation 7 is ignited. The 144,000. 12 from every tribe of the 12 tribes of Israel. God will anoint them to go around the whole world with an anointing, telling the people who he is. All this will take place during the 3.5 years period. Then, after 3.5 years, he cannot bear it again. He stand up and manifest who he is. You either worship me or be ready to take. You will not buy or sell. So, the 666 mark, or the mark of the Antichrist, the mark of the beast, the church has nothing to do with that. It happens, by the time it happens, we are already 3.5 years in heaven. Only the foolish virgins
are here to receive it.
So he breaks the covenant.
And that is when the tribulation period starts. So the tribulation period is that last 3.5 years of the 7 years allotted to Israel. So let's read it so that you can understand where we are going. Now, which verse am I? Verse 4. Praise the Lord. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And you will find that in Zechariah chapter 4. Those two olive trees standing by the throne of God. They are the two anointings that he has reserved. Verse 5. And if any man will hurt them during that 3.5 years, fire proceeded out of their mouth and devoured their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut heaven that it rain not in the days of their prophecy. Who is the person that had that anointing? That's why we say one of them is Elijah. The Elijah anointing. And that is the fifth Elijah in the Bible. Elijah, the Tishbite. Elisha, with the double portion of the Elijah anointing. John the Baptist. Jesus Christ called him the Elijah that is to come with Elijah anointing. And William Branham. Elijah for the Gentiles. The fifth Elijah is Revelation chapter 11. Here is he. And have power over waters to turn them to blood and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. Who had that power? Moses. That is why we say Moses and Elijah will come again to restore Israel. They are the two prophets through whom Israel shall be restored according to the Bible. Now let's go to where we are going for our message. Verse 7. And when they shall have finished their testimony, their ministry, their preaching, the beast that ascended out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city. What is the great city? It's Jerusalem, but now, which is spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt because of all the abominations taking place there at that period. Where also our Lord was crucified. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies. How many days? 3.5 days. Jesus himself, before he was killed, he preached for 3.5 years. Is symbolic. And shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves, because the whole world will suffer from their ministry. So when they die, they will not bury them. They will leave them. Satellite will be showing their pictures on the street, thinking they want to mess them up. But suddenly something happened. Verse 10, praise the Lord. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another. Kai. Because these two prophets tormented them that dwelt on the earth. And after 3.5 days, the spirit of life from God entered into them. See the resurrection? That is the fifth resurrection. The fifth category of the first resurrection. And they stood upon their feet. The satellite will be watching them. And great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud. And their enemies beheld them. Church, something is going to happen on this earth that God will show the whole world that there is a God that is in charge of the affairs of this world. Oh, glory be to God. Now, this fourth category The fifth category and the third category, that is category number 3, which is the bride. Category number 4, the foolish virgins. And category number 5, the two prophets. They are summarized in that one verse in Revelation chapter 20, verse 4. Revelation chapter 20, verse 4 up to verse 6. He turned and he looked, and I saw thrones. And you can only talk of thrones when you talk of the bride. Because we are the ones that will receive our crowns to come back here and reign with Christ. So when they say thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, you are talking about the bride of Jesus Christ. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God. Now, you are looking at those foolish virgins, because they are the ones that we are witnessing for Jesus. And that's why they killed them. And for the word of God, the Jews, the prophecy that was coming through those two prophets, and which had not worshipped the beast, because this category of people, they will not worship the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And take note, they lived and reigned with Christ. We are in the millennium, 1,000 years. Verse 5, listen carefully. But the rest of the dead, those who did not resurrect. Amen. Because not everybody that come out of the grave. But the rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years we are finished. And he said, this is the first resurrection. 5 categories of the first resurrection. Verse 6. He said, blessed and holy is he that had part in the first resurrection. On such, the second death had no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him. How many years? 1,000 years. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. That ends the first resurrection. Anybody who does not fall within these 5 categories, you are not coming out, you will remain dead until after 1,000 years, waiting for the second resurrection. And the second resurrection, see what will happen. Revelation chapter 20, verse 11. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead. See? Those who didn't resurrect 1,000 years ago. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were open. Another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. It's actually, that is the second resurrection. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you go to Revelation chapter 21, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. See? Verse 7 and verse 8. It says, he that overcometh. The first resurrection is for overcomers. Shall inherit all things. And I will be his God. And he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable homosexuals and lesbians and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars. That is, whether a small lie or a big lie you talk. Where will they have their part? They shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So, only two options. Go to heaven and reign with Jesus Christ, or go to the lake of fire and remain there and be burning with Satan, Lucifer. So which one will you choose? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Take note, church, that the first resurrection, hallelujah, amen, takes place at the end of the seventh church age. Therefore, this is the age that resurrection will take place. We are the ones Apostle Paul was speaking to. We are the one Jesus Christ was speaking to. This is a very glorious age. Very, very glorious age. And because this is the age that God is closing his agenda for salvation, Satan knows it. That's why evil and wickedness is also multiplying and increasing in the earth. Because Satan knows his end is drawing near. The wickedness will continue. Because it's only human beings that don't know the divine agenda of God. Satan knows that his end is coming. That's why suddenly evil is increasing. The end is not coming because of evil, no. But evil is increasing because the end is coming. I don't know if you understand that statement. Don't think that Christ will now come because evil is increasing. No. Because the increase of evil does not alter God's agenda. But Satan knows that his end is ending. Salvation is rounding up. So let me just do the last thing. Because I know, say, no repentance for me now. No forgiveness for me. My own. No finish. Let me only make a go. All these people will go. Follow me. Go. Billions must follow me. And they talk. Somebody they know, go to Christ. Go this one. Everyone, touch this one. Touch this one. And they are not hearing me. They are not following me. Let me carry souls. Let me finish them. Finish as many as I can. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is the day of the latter rain. God is also rounding up his program. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And because it is taking place in the seventh church age, God has also given us signposts for us to know. First and foremost, the church is the temple of God. And the church, the temple, physical temple in Israel, it took him, Israel, how many years to complete it? 7 years. Then the glory of God came down there. Also, the church of Jesus Christ, the temple of God, the bride of Jesus Christ, is also going to be built within 7 church ages. At the end of the 7th church age, his glory will come, the capstone. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so, in Jude, verse 14, the Bible tells us that Enoch, the seventh from Adam, it lets us know that Enoch was the seventh from Adam. And we know, in the book of his account in Genesis tells us that Enoch did not taste death. Enoch went in a rapture. The seventh from Adam. And our own Adam is Jesus Christ. From the first church age, the seventh church age is the age of the rapture. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And it's no coincidence that Elijah the Tishbite did not taste death. He was also went in a rapture. To let you know that the anointing that he will use to round up the building, the bride, to go in the rapture shall be Elijah anointing. Behold, I send you Elijah, the prophet. Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. Let's read it. Behold, I send you Elijah, the prophet, the days before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. Hallelujah. Verse 6. Behold, he said, and he shall turn, that Elijah, the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their father, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Before the great and dreadful day of the Lord, I will send Elijah. Therefore, it is not by accident that Elijah anointing is here, and Elijah was the one that was taken up by a chariot. That songwriter says, swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me. Oh, swing low, sweet chariot, coming
for to carry me.
I looked over Jordan, what did I see? Coming for to carry me, oh. A band of angels coming after me, oh.
Coming for to carry me, oh.
Hallelujah,
sweet Lord. Sweet chariot, coming for to carry me, oh.
Oh,
sweet Lord, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me, oh.
I am thinking of the rapture.
In the blessed home on high, when the redeemed are coming,
yes sir.
I will hear the invitation, sitting in the
sky. Oh, when the redeemed
are coming, when the redeemed,
when the redeemed are coming.
Wash
my soul,
free from sin,
and free from all sin.
I will shout,
oh, I will shout,
and I will sing,
and I will sing,
when the reading,
hey, when the reading, our God is coming soon,
is coming soon.
We joy, we welcome his return.
Every night on you,
we know.
Hallelujah.
I will pause and conclude the message next Sunday. Can we stand up? In my level, in the resurrection morning, when the dead in Christ arise, hymn number 11. Everybody now.
Oh, in the resurrection morning, when the trump of God shall sound, we shall rise. We shall rise. Hallelujah. We shall rise. Then the saints, when the saints will come rejoicing, and the saints will have been found.
Oh,
we shall rise. Hallelujah!
That's our home.
We shall rise.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah!
Oh, we shall rise.
Amen.
Oh, we shall rise. Hallelujah!
In the resurrection.
In the resurrection morning. When the prison bars are broken, we shall rise. Hallelujah, we shall rise. Yes, sir.
Oh, in the resurrection morning, what a meeting in Jesus.
Oh, we shall rise.
Hallelujah, we shall rise.
When our Father,
oh, when Father, and our
mother,
and our loved ones,
we shall be,
oh,
we shall rise.
Hallelujah, we shall rise. We shall rise.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah,
we shall rise.
Amen.
Oh, we shall
rise. Hallelujah.
In the
resurrection,
when the prison
bars are broken,
we shall rise.
Hallelujah, we shall rise.
Yes, sir.
In the resurrection,
in the resurrection,
blessed God it is to me.
Blessed God it is to me.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah, we shall rise.
I shall see my blessed Savior,
who so freely died for me.
So freely died for
we shall rise.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah. We shall rise.
Oh, we shall rise.
We shall rise. Hallelujah. We shall rise. Amen.
Oh, we shall rise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the resurrection,
when the
prison bars are
broken,
we shall rise.
Hallelujah.
We shall rise. Yes, sir.
Oh, in the resurrection,
we shall meet him in the air.
We shall meet him in the air.
We shall rise.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah,
we shall rise.
As our hope,
I'll be carried
on
to our hope. So, yes, sir.
We shall rise.
We shall rise. Hallelujah,
we shall rise.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah.
Oh yes, we shall
rise. Amen.
We shall rise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In the resurrection morning.
Oh, in the resurrection
when
morning.
When the prison bars are broken. We shall rise.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah.
Say
somebody.
Oh,
hallelujah.
We
shall rise. Hallelujah. We shall rise.
Oh, that's our hope.
That's our hope. We shall rise.
Hallelujah.
In the resurrection
morning.
When the prison
of the world. We shall rise.
Say one more time, somebody.
We shall rise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah. In the resurrection morning.
Oh, yes.
When the prison bars are
broken. When the prison bars are
broken.
We shall rise. Hallelujah.
Your heart. Your heart. Your heart. If you have that hope, worship him now.
Uh-huh. This world is not my home.
I'm just a passing through.
I'm just a passing.
My treasures are laid up.
Treasures are laid up.
Somewhere.
Oh yes,
angels
make
for me.
Angels
make
for me.
From heaven's open door.
From heaven's open door.
Let me not do.
And I pray.
We are in this world.
I have no friend like you.
If heaven is not my home.
If heaven is not my home.
The angels open doors.
From heaven's open
doors. I cannot feel at home.
And I can feel at home.
That's our hope.
I will see Jesus.
Oh, someday.
I will see Jesus.
Someday.
I will see Jesus.
Someday.
I will see Jesus. One day. I will see Jesus. One day. I will see Jesus 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 one day.
Hi, somebody.
I will see Jesus. Hey, someday. I will see Jesus. One day. I will see Jesus.
That's our hope. That's our hope. That is our hope.
Hallelujah. Ask your neighbor, will you see Jesus? Answer Amo. So think of this as we go home. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us until we meet again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Shalom. God bless you.
There's a song which angels cannot sing.
amazing grace. How sweet a sound, there's a song. There's a song with angels cannot sing. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Rehoboth prayer group, go for your meeting. Overcomers, go for your meeting. Overcomers, go for your meeting.
When the ascension must to heaven with Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Let all the sisters, both single and married, wait behind for a brief information. Let all the women, both single and married, wait behind for a brief information, an important information. And the married women, please wait behind for an important information.
Women of Zion, praise the Lord. Women of Zion, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, women. Yesterday was our meeting and a lot of you were not there, and there is something that we need to inform you about. Praise God. Our love feast is supposed to be...
All the members of Contender Prayer Group, go to your usual stand for your meeting. God bless you.
All members of Youth Fellowship, the sisters, wait at the sister's side. Pastor's wife wants to meet with us. All members of Youth Fellowship, the sisters, wait at the sister's side. Pastor's wife wants to speak to us.
Praise the Lord, women. We had our meeting yesterday.
Hospital and prison, go for your meeting at your usual stand.
Praise the Lord.
All the members of Contender Prayer Group, come to your meeting at your usual stand. God bless you.
Women of Zion, praise the Lord. Sorry for all the distractions. We don't intend to take our time, oh. If you just be quiet, you would hear me and we'll be able to leave here in the next 5 minutes. Women of Zion, praise the Lord. Please, can we be seated and pay attention? We don't want to waste time. Praise the Lord. Like I said earlier, yesterday was our meeting. And the turnout, as usual.
How strong Charles Peagopa asked to wait. I asked to wait at the step stand.
And a lot of you did not come as usual. Well, the information is this. We are planning for our love feast. Our love feast is supposed to come up next month. But we've decided to move it to September to give us enough time to plan it. And we want to have a real grand occasion this time around. So it was agreed yesterday that every sister will pay 500 naira for the love feast. The love feast is coming up in September. And every